Simon Shin Vav Sivches. Machaber says a hear about asaka mutter. Thinking about your business is mutter on Shabbos. Shabur explains it says v'daber dover. Dibur about your business is aser. Amim tzachevtcha. The hear a thing about his mutter. Still says the machaber because of ending Shabbos is a mitzvah that a person should not think about his business bechlal on Shabbos. And Shabur points out for sure if he's come to tirdas leiv a daigah and be nervous about it and worried that for sure he shouldn't be thinking about Shabbos. The machaber says it should be in your eyes on Shabbos keilu kol malachtega asuya. So Benyani Nigeris Achuva, Pi the Machoto. Mishtabura brings the Machoto. Shesh is Yom Tavla, Sis Komachtachla. You got all your work done in 6 days. Now that means that on Shabbos, you should be Ilu Komachtachla, so you should be out of your mind as if all your work is done. Sif Tes. The Machaber says also tell a guy on Shabbos to go out of the Tchum to call the Kravim of a Mace and they should come to Masbid him by the Levi that's going to be on Sunday. Mr. Burr explains that even though you're allowed to tell a guy on Shabbos to do a malacha after Shabbos, letzarech mitzvah, but to have him do it on Shabbos, whether you're telling him on Shabbos to do it on Shabbos, or even if you told him before Shabbos to do it on Shabbos, that's a regular issue of Amir La'akum. And Amir La'akum, for him to go do a malacha, letzarech mitzvah, that has very severe and strict limitations when it's mutter, and over here it would not be mutter. The Machaber says they have a chayla who's on the end of his life, and you tell him the word we're going to send for your relatives to come, that for sure you can send a guy to come and call his relatives to make the calling for the relatives on Shabbos, to go run out of town, even if you go many parsois, your base mill, whatever it is, to call the relatives to come after Shabbos, because you're telling the chayla you're doing this, sending a guy to go call his relatives, that'll help him live for longer. He won't have tear of hadas. He won't lose his mind because his relatives aren't even there when he's on his deathbed. So you're helping the chayla live for longer. For sure, you can send a guy to call for his relatives. Rather, what the Machaber was saying is usher is after the mace rei nifter to send a guy to go avat chum to call the relatives of the mace to come say hesped from on Sunday by the levaya that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Sif Yud, somebody has a mashkin in his house from a guy, and he wants to exchange it. The guy will come put down a different mashkin and take that mashkin. That's mutter. If the mashkin of the guy is staying out of the house with him, now the old mashkin of the guy is staying out, it's a malbish piece of clothing, and the guy will wear it out of the house. Mishnah Berurah explains in the art, Paiskim, Rishonim hold that exchanging a mashkin is masa matan, it's like doing business on Shabbos and it's aser. The Machaber's come alav fuke, take away from that shita, and to say that he passes as mutter to exchange a mashkin. However, you can't let the guy walk out of the house in the mashkin, since this is a mashkin that was b'shus Yisrael until now, you know, it really belongs to the guy. People are going to see the guy carrying it out. It looks like the Yid sent him out to carry it on Shabbos and to promaris ayin. So there's only possible to exchange a mashkin if the old mashkin the guy is taking back, something the guy is going to wear out of the Yid's house. And the Ramah says, look at Simon Shinchav Hei, Mishnah Berurah explains, in Shinchav Hei, it says, in the Ramah over there, in Shinchav Hei Sif Gimel, that best is, if the guy could put the mashkin down, the new one, and pick up the old one, and put it on, and the Yid shouldn't touch, not the old mashkin, not the new mashkin. That's the most, that's a toiv, the good way to do it. However, that can't be done, it'll still be mutter, as long as the guy does not carry the old mashkin out of his house, rather he wears it out, derech malbush. Sif Yud Aleph, the Machaber says that Yid could buy a house in Eretz Yisrael from a guy on Shabbos. You know, it has to be signed and go through the court system over there, whatever, had to go through the papers, through the township, whatever it was. And the Ramah explains, the Tongue over here that's been written in the Goyish language, and since it's only Asam and Rabbanan to write in their Ksav, not in our Ksav, so because we should write to Yisrael, like Gazer. What's going on over here? What's the chiddush? What's the halacha? Mishnah Berurah explains they were talking about a case. They're going to point to the money, and the guy is going to take the money. He's not going to pick up the money. He's going to point to the money, and the guy will take the money himself. And the guy is going to write the shtar and sign it and take it to the courts or the township, whatever it has to be. The yid's not doing anything directly. So it's a shayla of Amir La'akum over here. And of them, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, the Ramah telling us that's more to do Amir La'akum for Yishev Eretz Yisrael. The house in Eretz Yisrael should go from being a guy and now become Yid. It's more to Amir La'akum. And the reason is, the Ramah explains, because since it's not being ranked Salvashuris, rather it's being written in the Goyish ABC, like the alphabet of the ABC nowadays, this type of Ksiva is only Ksiva Drabbanan. It's only Kesav Drabbanan. So now it's a Shvus to Shvus, but Malka Mitzvah, Yishev Eretz Yisrael. You're having a guy write in their ABC, in their alphabet, but Malka Mitzvah, Yishev Eretz Yisrael. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, he looked in the Be'alokha, he explained this is the sheet of the Arzurah. The writing in anything other than Savashuras or Savivani is only Drabbanan. It's a Das Yochid, and the Gemara, all the places come before, not like that. And therefore, it's Issa Deraisa to write in any language. Every language you write, it's Issa Deraisa, any language and any alphabet that you write, it's Deraisa. So what's the heter over here to have the guy write the shtar and take care of the sale on Shabbos? The reason is because for certain mitzvahs, you're allowed to Amir La'akam even on Deraisa. Generally, Allah is, we see in Simon Shin Zayim, but when we get there, the Amir La'akam on Deraisa is also on Shabbos, even Malka Mitzvah, only a Shvus to Shvus, Amir La'akam on Derabonon, can be Mutta Malka Mitzvah. You should write the Shral, as well as certain other mitzvahs are bigger, and they allow me la'akam adaraisa for those things. And therefore, one should not apply this to any other mitzvah, any other case, only a certain case of a tzarech gadol that will let you tell your guy to write on Shabbos and do a malach adaraisa rang on Shabbos. Also, Mishnah Berurah tells us that Surya has a din of Eretz Yisrael for this, and Amir la'akam will be mutter for adaraisa, that a house in Surya should transfer over from being a guy to being a yid.